Support for today's episode comes from Jenny Kane. Perfect timing, honestly, because my New Year's resolution was to finally find a uniform that I'm completely obsessed with. That's so funny. We were literally talking about that before we pressed record. It's the uniform. Jenny Kane is a California brand through and through, and their staples make getting dressed easier than ever before. Think minimalist and effortless and totally refined, from luxurious cashmere sweaters and iconic accessories to elevate versions of your everyday basics. Not to mention the most incredible home essentials too. Jenny Kane is here to help you live your best year yet. For a limited time, our listeners get 15% off their first order. Go to JennyKane.com and use code
ARGUE15
to get 15% off. Now let me tell you about Jenny Kane. I personally do love how their clothing is very minimalist. And let me tell you why. While yes, I love bright, colorful stuff, sometimes I do not have the energy to put something like that together. With Jenny Kane, because of how, like, the color choices they use, because of the minimalist style and the carefree and luxury style, you can wear their stuff and not have taken so much effort to get ready and still look like you are dressed down. And for me, that's important, especially as the year gets busier and busier for me. I don't want to take a whole lot of time with my wardrobe. They have some of the prettiest sweaters that feel so good. And you do, you look very refined and, shall I say, rich. And don't we all want to look that way? So a couple of things I want to tell you. Jenny Kane is known for their super luxe yet lightweight sweaters. And trust us, they do cashmere better than anyone. Their cashmere fisherman, which Marcus has, their Flynn cashmere sweater, and their cashmere cocoon cardigan are bestsellers in every season. And you just get to cozy up with them in the winter. Their shoes, too, the Kid Heel's officially back. And they have a beautiful modern suede take on it. And they have Blake boots, and it's everything you want in a classic winter shoe. And their loungewear is unmatched, too. I like to travel in a loungewear, so this is where I love it. The Marina sweatshirt and the sweatpants, they're something that you're going to want to wear it on repeat in or out of the house. So one last time, find your new uniform at JennyKane.com. Our listeners get 15% off their first order when they use code ARGUE15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at JennyKane.com. Promo code ARGUE15.
ARGUE15.
Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Sorry. Oh. I don't know what I thought went right there.
I don't know either.
You want to do it over?
We're not cutting none of this out.
No, yeah.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This, this gonna cause an argument?
Why did you pause right there?
Because I had to swallow my spit.
Oh, it was third time's a charm.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Hey. My name is Angel Tanksley. Oh, God. I also go by Angel Akita Moore. I also go by that touring, singing, rapping, dancing, acting, heifer. That chick Angel, that chick Angel, Angel, come on everybody, say it with me now. Angel, that chick, Angel. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. And I'm joined by my sexy debonair with his in or outside sunglasses. In, nominated inside or outside, but inside, no matter what time of day, sunglasses nominated in the same category as Michelle Obama for NAACP Award. Tell them who you are, baby.
I am the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank, aka all of that she just said. Mm-hmm. The other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single goddamn week, except for one. It's usually our anniversary. And we talk about all the things. We talk about pretty much anything that we feel like talking about. We do it as a married couple.
Yeah.
And every single week that we do this, we film this live in front of our immediate family. That immediate family, we do all the special things with. We do all the talking to before we start recording. We talk to them after we record. We pray with them. We play games with them. That immediate family is on our Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, you can sign up for the low of $5 a month. It's cheaper if you pay for the year. And you can be a part of that. With that, you get 5 podcasts live.
Yeah, you do.
5 live podcasts with that subscription to that Patreon. And it's a good time. We call it immediate family because we're a little bit closer.
Yeah, okay? We are.
And we do it in our indoor sunglasses.
And our sunglasses, because our future is so bright, we got to wear shades.
Yeah. Anyway, we are also joined by some wonderful sponsors. You've already heard from one.
You already heard me talk about Jenny Kane. Make sure you check them out. Get that 15% off. Also, check out Ritual later on in the podcast, as well as Earning. I'll tell you more about them, and I'll send you there or tell you their URL codes and our promo codes. So you can get that discount, and they know that we sent you there, because when we partner with the right companies, it not only benefits us, it benefits you, because you're going to get a discount on a service or product that you've been wanting. So yes, please check out our sponsors. Kennedy, just come on, baby girl.
Come on, they know you're here. It's fine.
Y'all could have seen Kennedy try to sneak up.
She looked like X trying to get on the couch.
I was like, girl, you know the camera ain't going to switch because you're not back there. they've been wanting a Tanksley Pride story. They said we haven't given them a Tanksley Pride story.
That's what I thought last week. I couldn't remember.
Well, let's do it this week.
Absolutely.
Tanksley Pride story.
Tanksley Pride story. I think I'm going to hit the youngest and the oldest. Not physically hit them. I'm saying that's the topic I'm going to hit on. First of all, Amar. Did I talk about this? I put up a post. Him explaining to me how to play either Minecraft or Roblox, or Roadblocks, as I still call it. I'm sure a lot of parents out there do too.
Yeah, Roblox.
Anyway, he's playing one of them games. He wanted one of his brothers to play. They wouldn't. So he was like, Dad, would you play with me? I was like, I don't know how to play. He was like, all right, I'll teach you. So I posted a video of him trying to show me how to play this game. And it was, I knew less when he was done. after he explained it, but it's interesting, me knowing my kids, mm-hmm. and us being in this in the social media, you know, we put some of our life online for people to see, and everybody's response was, oh my god, I know you cried, oh my god, he's talking so much. And it's like everybody's reaction, it's like, that's y'all don't hear him talk like this. Mm-hmm. I hear him talk like this all the time, and Amar won't shut up sometimes.
Yeah, Amar be talking.
He be talking. But it's interesting just seeing, you know, is that a law of relativity?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Relativity.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was trying to say.
You said,
It's like, you know, your perspective ain't the same for somebody else that has a different perspective of his child. Like, y'all see him as quiet, he mean mugs, and all that, so does his teachers. But we see him as this energetic, talkative,
yes,
always into something, little child.
Yes.
Like watching him, we went to a Super Bowl surprise birthday party yesterday, quote unquote surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew he was having a good time because we barely saw him. Mm. They had a bouncy house and he was running around. He found his little friend, a little girl, and they spent the whole time wrestling and playing. There was somebody else's grown child throwing these kids and slanging them all over, yes, that goddamn bouncy house. Yes. And they loved it. I mean, he was suplexing these kids. Yeah. I was about to go over and be like, hey, but they was slamming against the wall and giggling and crying and laughing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so seeing him just run around and warm up to people that's now familiar to him. How do you do his morning when you dropped him off?
He was an ass.
He's such an ass.
See, I don't typically let him travel with the tablet.
I just started letting him travel with it.
See, I don't.
But it helped the ride over there at least.
Oh, yeah. Well, because you had the longer ride. I didn't, and I usually didn't. And he cried.
See, he don't cry when he has to leave the tablet with me. I'm like, all right, we're here. He's like, okay. He just closed it. It's just when I go in there to drop him off.
It wasn't playing. It wasn't doing the stuff on the way there.
Okay.
And I was like, I'm calling Daddy. Because you're being rude. He's like, don't call him. I said, yes, because why are you back here crying?
Like he really cares.
He do.
Now, the other one is Marcus. Seeing him, so we took him to the show, to Angel and Kev's show that was here in L.A., and I took him. This is the second time I feel like is walking with him. I feel so proud.
Oh, tell me why.
And I think this is my first time. Like, I have my child who was close to my height. And I don't know. I haven't felt that since me and my brother would go places together.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a sense of pride. It's just like, yeah, this is my son, you know. Mm-hmm. But seeing him react to people recognizing him and stuff, you know, he's still awkward and smiling and stuff. But
no, people, I didn't know if anybody.
Oh, yeah,
didn't
they
tell
was like,
me
hey, there's little Mark. You know, he was just, hi. but he seeing him just enjoy himself at the show. That was another thing, him getting to see his mom perform. Like, he's never seen me on stage, but seeing him getting to see his mom, and he cracked up. All the boys did.
Zay and Jojo.
Joe and Marcus, they enjoyed themselves at that show. I took a couple of pictures of them, like, all three of them laughing, sitting beside each other. But, yeah, so being around Marcus, it's, yeah, just in public like that with him, I'd be like, man, walk beside me. Stop walking behind me, like. Mm-hmm. You're right here beside me. But I don't know. It's just that's more so for me. I don't know what it is. This sense of pride. Like, similar to when he was born. Remember, I said, I was so proud of him. I'm like, he ain't did nothing but cried and shit.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, ain't nobody ever took a shit like it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. my Taxi Pride story has also to do with our bookend babies, the oldest and the youngest. I'll piggyback off of what you just said. I had my oldest attend the show, even though we almost didn't have a babysitter, but praise God, one of our niece daughters was available to watch the kids. Mm. You know, y'all hear how I usually am beaming over the moon when I get to see my son perform, and I make a honest to God effort to see him perform. I'm actually kind of frustrated with myself because I've missed the majority of the twins' performances just because I still don't be knowing what's going on for real. And I need to take time to figure out how this school operates for the elementary school.
They ain't had no like solo performances. It's just them singing in groups right now.
Well, the guy had his little, he had to he say did. The thing. So it's still, that I wouldn't have been able to make it to anyways. We were already on tour. But anyways, I got to show you the footage. When we went to the Jack and Jill event, they got to step. And when I tell you the twins took that step in so seriously, they enjoyed themselves thoroughly. But anyways, I was so excited to share with my son my live performance. They've seen me on TV. They've seen me act on TV. So that's nothing new for them. But to see me perform live, because that's all my son does is live theater currently, was big for me. And I know my son thinks I'm funny. I make him laugh on a regular basis, but for him to see me in my element and to be able to see like fan base that I have kind of built is also crazy, but also being able having to tell him, because this has never happened. My children have never been around me when I am around, I don't like to say fan base, when I'm around my supporter base, right? People who enjoy my content, enjoy what I do, and are excited to make a one-on-one connection with me. They have never been around me in those settings. So when I told him.
Say you.
What do you mean?
He definitely ain't never seen.
So I had to say to him, oh, this will be your first time. Let me rewind a little bit more. I realized this when I went to Essence the first year. And me, you, Kev, Melissa, Josh, and the boys and Josh's girlfriend all were on our way to go out to eat. Mm-hmm. And people kept stopping Kevin. And Zay Zay was looking like, what in the hell is happening?
Yeah, no idea.
I was like, oh, you didn't know your dad is like known like that? He was like, no, he has been with his dad to public events, but never. Essence is like where our supporter base
is Tab Fest, and that's the runoff,
right? So when I had to tell him, I said, "Oh, there are going to be people there that know your name that will speak to you that you have no idea who they are. Yeah. I was like, just so I don't want you racking your brain trying to figure out which one of mama's friends is this. Just understand these are people who, because they have followed my content for a while, they know who you are by face and by name. So he didn't say anything about it. But anyways, to know that he enjoyed the show, to just have him there, I was just so happy. I was just like, did you like the show? Yeah. He was the only person whose opinion I wanted. What'd you think? How did you like it? Did you think it was okay? Did mommy do all right? And even Kev's kids coming again. I was like, what are y'all doing here? I just knew after they saw it in New York, they were cool. Like, we ain't got to see it again. We understand they enjoyed it a lot, which was enough for me, but I can get it. They're like, okay. But the fact that they actually wanted to come.
Yeah, no, that was why, like I said, because I was ended up standing beside them, Melissa, and then Tab and Chance was right there in front of me. And I just kept glancing over and watching. I said, I need to get some pictures of all three of these boys. I couldn't, because a lot of times they were like going back and forth, like slapping their knees. So I couldn't even get a clear picture of them. I was like, oh, this is great.
It is so good. It just blessed my heart. You know, I like my boys being able to see me go for my dreams or actually doing what I want to do in life, because hopefully it encourages them to do what they want to do in life. So I don't know. It's just a lot of people don't, like, you know, take your kids. You remember the take your son to work day, take your daughter to work day.
Yeah.
I remember going with my mother to work. And for me, it was special to see. Even though I had no interest in doing my mother's job, it was neat to be like, so this is what you be doing.
I would have loved to do that my entire career, but I've always been in environments where, you know, you couldn't just bring anybody.
Yeah. So that was cool. Now, this is my other story. Kennedy, our assistant, when I'm out of town, she usually helps with the pickup of our children. And Kennedy is one of Amar's folk, right? That's one of his friends. Anyways, apparently they were having a conversation about his favorite people. Kennedy recorded it, and I want y'all to hear it. It's starting off in the middle of her asking him to repeat who his favorite people are.
Who else is your favorite person in the whole wide world?
Mommy and Grandma.
Mommy and Grandma. What about Daddy?
No.
Oh.
Only Sean and Mommy and Grandma.
Oh, okay. Mommy and Grandma.
Shaw, who's a kid at school, Mommy and Grandma.
And when asked if his dad was in there,
No. Feelings mutual.
Talking about my baby. It's so funny because I really thought I was creating a daddy's boy this time.
You did.
What?
He's definitely a lot more so than the other three.
Yes. So I was like, especially because when he was relatively young, I started touring.
Yeah.
So I was just like, oh, great. For me, because I have three mama's boys, especially little Marcus, he is through and through a mama's boy. I was just like, oh, this is great. We didn't have a girl, Marcus is going to have this one son that'll be stuck up underneath of him.
Yeah.
And Amar was like, Who told you that? I get
his list changes weekly.
I'm always on that though.
Yeah, no, you always on there. But nah, he's the only child that when I leave the house, he'll want to go with me.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Uh-huh.
Like, I'm gonna go with you, Desp, especially if it's one of the old school cars. But he will like opt to go with me.
Yeah.
Sometimes over Angel, which that's never ever happened with none of the other boys.
Yes, and I listen, and I appreciate. I wish that Amar was a daddy's boy, like, through and through.
Yeah.
Because it'd be a lot when every time somebody has a question, they come to me, and I'll be like, yeah, that is right there. Yeah.
But he, like, even more so than the, definitely now that they got these tablets, even more so than the twins, like, if I'm doing something, he'll come to see what I'm doing and try to help. The twins used to do that a little bit, but now they, as long as they got them tablets, they can talk to their friends.
And yeah.
Like, yeah, go, get out of here.
Yeah,
father of ours.
Oh yeah, the twins, and yes, they. It's not as if they're actually trying to communicate with me they have their tablets. No. But, excuse me, they do get excited to tell me about their day and all that other stuff. But, yeah, Amar is a whole mess. Speaking of which, I was on stage in Sacramento. I was on stage in Sacramento. My Apple Watch, which I forgot to put on, started buzzing. And I looked down, and it says, my son Marcus is calling. Marcus does not call me often, and this was a Saturday, so there's no reason why. Like, the only time he will call me is if he's trying to figure out who's picking him up from school.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be at school, so I'm like, okay, where's my son? It's Friday, actually. Friday night. And I was like, why is he calling me? What's going on? So I turn my back to the audience and answer, because Kevin, you know, is talking. Answer the phone to see, like, is everything okay? And I can see half of Amar's face because it's a halfway off. He said, mommy, where are you? And I was like, I'm on stage performing. I said, you want to see? And so I stopped Kevin and I said, hey, Amar just called. I said, y'all say hi to Amar. And the whole audience is like, hi, Amar. I said, okay, I'll talk to you later. Amar hangs up. Apparently, he then goes, because he's at his grandmother's house, he then goes and finds my mama and says, grandma, the people were going crazy. I said, oh, he told you about it? She said, yes. I said, did you know he had called me on stage? She said, well, I figured it out once he explained to me what happened. I said, this boy, he really thinks I'm his peer. And I'll be like, no, yeah. I'm the adult.
Talking to the twins, this is last week or the week before, on the way to school. And I think Kyle was trying to convince him of something. He's like, Kyle, that's just ridiculous.
That sounds like Amar. It does. Listen, there are times where I have been skeptical about certain things because it's just like, that don't sound right. Nah, you trying to get over on me and I'm not having it. And it has allowed me to save money because my money hasn't been taken from me. It's allowed me to keep relationships intact because there are some scams that were brought to me by friends that just didn't have good enough sense to see it as a scam. By me being like, nope, it's a scam, and calling it out ahead of time. Friendship has been able to stay intact. It's kept us from getting timeshares that we would still be paying for to this day, 17 years later. So luckily, it has been a benefit that I've been skeptic. Well, if you can spot a too-good-to-be-true health hack from a mile away and read labels like it's your job, congratulations, because you're a skeptic. And Ritual knows that every good skeptic deserves a multivitamin that exceeds your standards. They're clinically backed. Essentials for Women 18 Plus multivitamin has high quality traceable key ingredients and bioavailable forms and clean bioavailable forms. What really is great is that in this day and age, as far as in this season, our days are shorter. The sun is out a lot less. So that means we're more than likely not getting enough vitamin D in our life. So 97% of women ages 19 to 50 are not getting enough vitamin D from their diet. Ritual Essentials for Women 18 Plus was shown to increase vitamin D levels by 43% in a clinical study. I absolutely love Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus. One, this is going to sound nerdy, they have a delayed release capsule. That's when I already know we cooking with grease right now. What I mean by that, the delayed release capsule allows the actual vitamin that you're taking, the multivitamin, to get to the part of the digestive tract where you get the most absorption so that you can absorb more of what's on the label of the vitamin. A lot of these other vitamins, they break down in the stomach lining. And what you gonna get? They break down in your stomach. You ain't getting nothing. That's all waste. I think it's an easy routine to add in the morning. Just pop it in and then go about your day. I love it. They also have Symbiotic Plus, which is really good to get that gut health together. I'm gonna tell you two more quick things and then I'm gonna give you the promo code because we want you to get that discount, okay? One is that it's a clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 plus with high quality traceable key ingredients and clean bioavailable forms. 9 key nutrients in 2 delayed release capsules per day will optimize your body's absorption. And also it is USP verified. So you know you can trust what you're putting in your body. Only about 1% of supplement brands on the market have the USP verified mark, which shows the product contains the ingredients actually on the label. It is vegan, non-GMO, project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp and made traceable. No more shady business. Rituals Essential for 18 Women Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/argue.
Argue.
For 20% off. Oh, 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 oh. We're going to take a little time. This is not TikTok o'clock. This is not, I know we can make it.
We're going to make it.
Tank it or take it. Yeah. I think I'll take it. Take it or tank it.
I want them.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah.
Usher Raymond's Super Bowl performance was in the top 5 of all Super Bowl halftime performances. Would you take it or tank it?
I'm going to say I take that.
Take it.
No, I agree with that. I would definitely put him in top 5. We actually had a discussion. It was me and the fellas yesterday at the party, and one of them said, that was the best performance of all time, right? And I was like, no, absolutely not. I said I put him in the top 5, though. And then me and Angel talked about it further. I named some other ones that I thought was better. Definitely the Dr. Dre one, Beyonce was fire. There's been a few others. Can't forget the Michael Jackson one. But Angel broke it down even further. She was like, as far as solo, granted, that wasn't one of the categories that we discussed, but as far as like solo performances, and granted, he was up there with other people, but almost every song was his that mm-hmm. he performed, where other artists performed their entire song. Like Alicia Keys did her song, and Lil Jon. Lil Jon. That was his song that Usher was on. His own song. He did his own song. But other than that, all the songs were Usher's songs. So that's what put him in it. And Angel said she moved him up a category. I wasn't looking at like who performed what or how many people was on stage. I'm just saying halftime shows, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would definitely put him in the top 5 of that. Just mm-hmm. on that. That's the only thing. Halftime show. It don't matter if 18 other artists got up there like the West Coast did their own songs. It's like that was still a halftime show. I agree with that.
I'm going to take it too. I'm actually pulling up what shows have been considered.
Because I can't even remember. It's been
the
so
best
many
Super Bowl halftime performances. According to Billboard, I'm going to tell you what they put. Now, Billboard, this is prior to Usher's performance, so he's not included. They're number 14. They did top 14. Their number 14 is Coldplay, Beyonce, and Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars,
yeah.
That performance was great, but also
that was a fire performance.
I also feel like, how can I put it? I feel like it's a little bit cheating when you're pulling in other people to do a nice heavy lift of your performance. Because Bruno Mars is who I think was asked, and then Bruno Mars shapes the show.
Yeah, so
if
he
that
did
makes
a good
sense.
Job of shaping the show.
He did, but when you
that's how I look at it.
I feel like, because like Beyonce doesn't have any songs with Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just performing as Beyonce in the middle of his show. So that's when I say,
good job, Bruno. I can't help that she's Beyonce. I just wanted to perform. Hey.
They said their number 13 is Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake. I'm going to tell you what, it's probably one of the most memorable.
Yeah, I mean, you got a whole titty that came out. How could it not be?
Yeah.
Don't nobody remember none of the songs she performed. They remember that. Well-prepped titty hanging out on stage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see Patreon. I think Patreon, the chat froze because I was trying to see their opinion.
Can you see the...
Is this new stuff coming in, Kenny? Mm-hmm.
So you might want to refresh. Yeah, I mean. They say their number 12 is Katy Perry. I don't even remember it, so I'm not going to talk about it. Their number 11 is Rihanna. Rihanna's performance, those while the hovering boards that they were on was dope. And also, we ain't seen Rihanna in a while. And then also Rihanna being pregnant. I think those things.
She had the elevated stage.
Yes.
That had me. I said, you got a billionaire that is pregnant.
Oh, we talked about it.
You have a pregnant billionaire on a floating platform. Y'all got to be nervous. And it's moving.
I told them to put Fanny up there because I said, Fantasia could take a lick at it. If she fall, Fantasia been through so much in life. I believe that she would actually land like a Marvel superhero if she fell up off of that. I was like, Fantasia, Fenty, everything going to be gone.
God, yeah.
I know the insurance
claim was stupid on that.
It was crazy. But performance-wise, I wasn't crazy.
Hold up. Last night, I know the engineer or whoever designed and built that stage was terrified.
Oh, I saw the stage bending.
I said, what are they doing? I know jumping. He was like, would y'all please get off the stage?
They jumped and jumped. And he knew they were going to jump.
Nah, I think that was improvised.
Listen, you knew they were going to jump. Paul McCartney, don't remember that one. The Rolling Stones, don't remember that one. Michael Jackson's is number 8 from 1993. Thought his was amazing.
Yeah, his still. Yeah, I got to hear the rest of this list for him to be number 8.
Lady Gaga, I didn't enjoy hers. I remember it. She had Madonna come out, I do believe. Was number 7. Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Band. It's number 6. Madonna, there we go, with LMFAO. Absolutely not. Madonna did a cartwheel. As soon as you do a cartwheel in your own performance, no. Absolutely not. Beyonce, number 4, she came out with Destiny's Child, which for me was just like, you might as well just shut the whole thing off. And then all the electricity left after she left. Dr. Dre and Friends was 2022 is their number 3. I will say that was an amazing show.
That show, I don't understand. Let me hear the rest of this list because I'm like, who is this, Rolling Stones?
Yeah. U2, which I remember was actually good. U2 would be in
that
my
was
top
a good
5.
One. That was a good one. I forgot about that. That's the thing. I don't be remembering these performances like that. But yeah, U2, that was, yeah.
And then number 1, I don't remember this. I would have to go back and watch it, is Prince, 2007. When he performed.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that one. Remember the stage was shaped like his guitar?
Guitar, yes, but I don't remember anything else.
Oh, yeah, no, Prince's was fire.
I definitely think Usher, for me personally, is in my top 5. Definitely in my top 5. I do agree that the L.A. one was amazing.
The L.A., it was just so much. Mm. Like you had, I told Angie, you had 150, 200 people crip walking at the same time. Like it was just a dope show. Like I know it was a bunch of different performers. It was just a dope show.
Yes.
I don't see even YouTube. It's like R&B and hip hop just have bigger performances when it comes to Super Bowl. Like
yeah. I mean Usher,
like, you ain't great, give me no, you know.
I don't recall ever having seen skaters at the... He had skaters. We talk about Usher. He had skaters. I don't think I've ever seen that at a Super Bowl performance. He had a HBCU band perform. He had people flying in the air. He had Kappas twirling canes behind him.
Yeah.
His outfit changes were amazing. The only part of his show, there were a couple of times when he was on his skates that something felt like wrong. Like one Will.i.am didn't open up his legs wide enough. Usher did get through.
Yeah.
But I was just like,
I mean, who cares?
He got through. I'm just saying, I'm like, if I were to nitpick, the only part of his show that stood out as just not right was Alicia Keys' voice. Truly.
That didn't even stand out to me. I mean, she had a little crack, but.
She had a little crack. I heard that at the beginning. Then when I went to rewatch it today, I could hear it multiple times throughout, and I said, oh, she must have just been losing her voice.
But who, Patreon, see, tell me if y'all remember which
strippers
who was
on the pole.
It that performed that brought out Kendrick Lamar?
It was Dr. Dre.
Was that I thought that was
Beyonce. Only brought out Beyonce brought out Kendrick Lamar for her concert, and she's done it for the Grammys.
Okay. So yeah, that one was fire. Cause I remember. So Beyonce didn't do the one that was real, real black. Like blackity black black.
Tell me what you mean.
I think that was Jay-Z's first year doing it.
That was with Bruno Mars.
That was with Bruno Mars?
Yes, oh, okay. When she came out with Bruno Mars, she had on the Black Panther
hat. That's right,
hat.
That's right. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I knew I couldn't remember, but yeah, I don't know how you top, like, I thought they was going to see even, has Taylor Swift even performed at the Super Bowl? I'm surprised I ain't put her number one.
She's performed the whole entire season.
Yeah, god dang. Mm-hmm. They don't just understand how they're making people hate that woman. Cause she's just doing her at this point.
Yes, yes.
But no, Usher, that was a fire show.
Oh, and they're saying that he did come out when she was with Bruno Mars.
I was going to say I knew I saw him come out with her.
But it wasn't with her Super Bowl.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah. I knew they were performed together at some point.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Coldplay brought out Bruno Mars and Beyonce.
I know I could have sworn it was Bruno Mars's concert and he brought out. Oh, they said no, it was Coldplay's. I could have sworn. Okay, well, Coldplay was the headliner. I surely thought it was Bruno Mars was headlining.
But now, yeah, Usher, that was a good show.
Katie did bring out Missy Elliott. Thank you, Aretha. That's the part I remember because everybody was like, who's this lady?
Wow.
The thing that I'm flipping, it was very sick. It's yearning for the fan camera. Okay, so moving on to our topic of the day. Sir, how to deal with exhaustion? I said, you know what? I'm going to talk about what I'm going through.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I remember growing up in... There would be reports of celebrities having to go to the hospital because of exhaustion. And I was like, what in the hell?
I know. Would you push a semi-truck up 3 miles?
Right. I remember Mariah Carey having to go to the hospital for exhaustion. A lot of times it would be white actors. And I was just like, these people are lying.
Yeah.
They just didn't want
to. Take a nap. Sit down, take a nap.
So I want to know... I want to know, and I want to get our audience's opinion on it as well. What do you do when you feel like, whew, I ain't got much left in the tank? Now, as for me right now, let me be honest with y'all. Some of this exhaustion has to do with the amount of tequila I consumed yesterday. I'm not hungover. It's just, you know, alcohol is a form of poisoning, right? You basically, the reason why you end up feeling drunk is because your brain can no longer function properly.
Full capacity.
Because of all the crap you put in it.
Fermented ingredients.
Correct. So while I didn't get like lit for real last night, my body is still like, hey, you put a lot of tequila in us. We got to process this about. But not only that, I also see all the things coming towards me that I need to make sure are in place. They're in the right situation. For instance, sorry, you guys. For instance, I have a baby shower to plan. We have our NAACP Image Awards nomination. We're doing, after the luncheon, we're doing a party to celebrate our nominations. So not only like, you know, getting prepared to pay whatever this fee is going to be, also making sure we have our looks together for the day because we have the luncheon, then we have a brand deal, then we have the party. Black History Month at my kid's school. We're in the middle of Black History Month, and now everything this week is about to start getting executed. We're doing a soul food lunch for the kids. I have to decorate the library. We have, I then fly out to be on the road, come back. There's this whole dessert truck thing that we're doing. A lot of stuff, guys. And then making sure we pay our bills. Our Amex bill is due today. Got to make sure I pay that because we don't want that APR. So it's more so just knowing that I don't want to drop the ball on anything. I have a brand deal that I need to turn in that we already shot. Just realized I hadn't turned it in. Mm-hmm. Marcus has a brand deal.
I got to shoot.
So, and then It's just a lot. So anyway, anywho, anyhow, how, when you feel a lot of stuff happening or that you have to get done, are you a flight or fight person?
Well, first I want to answer the first question. You was talking about how to deal with exhaustion. And I think, and I even see suggestions in the chat of what people do. I think a lot of people discredit, a lot of times exhaustion is not always physical or a physical toll.
Mm-hmm.
Mentally.
Yeah.
Mental exhaustion can drain you physically.
Yes.
So like a lot of times, and I know especially in this later season of life, me, if I'm tired or exhausted, a lot of it has to do with being mentally drained, and me taking a nap or not doing anything makes that worse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just sitting in a room or, you know, let me just relax and not do anything, that is worse than just keep going. It would help me if I were to take my mind off of whatever is my mind is on by doing something to take my mind off of it, getting more busy to relax my mind.
Now, that's crazy that you recognize that, because I feel like you try to get me to do the thing that you just said don't help you.
Because a lot of times yours is ripping and running.
But it'd be both, though.
Well, you ain't never said it, so shut up.
Don't listen to me. Marcus's solution is, let me just give you some dick and you go to sleep. And I'm like, that is keeping me from the thing.
You need sleep. Sleep is important.
Yes, but I also need to get the stuff done. But go ahead.
Vitamin D, we just said it.
No, I'll order some more ritual.
You ain't got to order it.
No.
It's here, it's ordered. No. Sign, sealed, delivered. Mm-mm-mm. I'm yours.
Come on with the notes, baby.
Yeah, so a lot of times, like me, like the old schools, like one of my cars sprung a transmission leak.
I hate this car specifically. Go ahead.
You ain't gotta like it. But so me figuring that out and knowing what I gotta do is like just taking my mind off everything else going on and just focusing on this. Granted, I'm busy doing stuff, but my mind is on this and nothing else, so I can relax my mind a little bit. So that definitely helps. But you said, am I fight or flight?
Yeah. So some people, and we know these people, when they get overwhelmed, they disappear and they just let all of those responsibilities fall to the ground and burn. And then there are people who are like, I will get super focused. Yeah. And this stuff will get done so much even more efficiently because I now realize I don't have time to F up.
Yeah. There was a point in time where I wouldn't say I would shut down, but I would remain busy, but still avoid stuff and not realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that puts off the perception as you shutting down, which I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Now I'm at a point to where when I do feel that way, I will take a step back and figure out one thing that I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Get that done. Now the next thing. And anything else that falls, it's just going to fall. But I'm going to focus on this, then I'm going to focus on that, then I'm going to focus. And I ain't going to say it's laser focus, but I get tunnel vision. I'm like, I'm only going to handle one thing at a time, because if I try to do all this, I'm going to break down for real.
Yeah. I think it depends on what it is. I'm a fight to get this done. That's how I did so well in college, is I would fight to get it done. My grades have always been good because of that. Didn't matter how hard the class was. Even with the procrastination spirit upon me, which I don't know if you all knew this, procrastination is just avoiding an actual emotion that is attached to the task that you're trying to avoid. So some tasks cause angst, and we procrastinate because we don't want to feel the angst.
Yeah.
Or a task might feel like they are attached to the value we are in a person, and that task does make us feel valueless. So we try to avoid that. Or even with paying like a bill, procrastinating on that because paying the bill is a reminder of, you know, how financially you feel insecure. So while dealing with that procrastination parts of me, I also typically in school would be like, but now it's time to get it done. You have avoided it for as long as possible. Yeah. Now it's time to move forward. Now in my big fours, I will say that I flight more than what I ever used to. There are things that I have definitely let go to the wayside because for some reason I cannot attach myself to it in a way that I should. And it is typically the procrastination part takes over a lot of times with that. Mama Likes is one of them that has just always been difficult. We have somebody, Nikki, who was my operations manager, who really wanted to come up with systems to get us more efficient and everything else. And sometimes the thought of adding it to my plate.
Adding the system to your plate.
I get.
Yeah.
It almost feels like a ton of bricks are laying on my chest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not running into that. I'm not running into that feeling. I'll be damned. Uh-huh. I'm just going to keep on promising. Like, the fact that all year I've been using Mama Likes Makeup Remover and Mama Likes Moisturizer, and I'm telling you, I'm in love with it. I used up all of my first one, and I was like, shoot, I'm going to have to get some more. And I was like, Angel, you can't keep using. You got to sell your product. It's like, girl, what are you doing? And that also, I got to put that stuff on sale. I'm about to punch my own self in my face. Anyways, but like, there are certain things, though, because they are attached to people that are important to me. Like this baby shower. This baby shower will get done because it is attached to my God baby. It's attached to Brescia. And I don't want to let them down. This Black History Month stuff is attached to my children. I want their school to have a beautiful Black History Month. I want them to feel celebrated. Also, it's low-key attached to Amar getting into the school and being able to show how valuable our presence as a family is at the school. So I'm not going to let them down. Even during this podcast, I really wanted to just focus on the stuff that I needed to get done, these like big major events today. But I was just like, no, this podcast is attached to our Patreon. It's attached to my husband. I don't care if I'm exhausted. I'm going to sit in this seat. I'm going to produce this daggone podcast and it's going to get done. Where Mama Likes, it is attached to a greater purpose in me, but because it's not attached to a loved one, I'd be like, you leave me alone. leave me alone. So, I have found that in my big fours, I am way more flight than what I would like to be. Okay, I'm going to bring up a little point, and I want to get your perspective on it. One of the things that my therapist said, and I cannot wait to re-up with her once this tour is over. Oh, my God. I'm going to stick my doctor in my veins. Give me what I need, doctor. She said, stress is like a bell. Like a bell curve, right? Mm-hmm. That's what we mean. That as stress is ticking upward, I just got a pain in my eye. As stress is ticking upward, right? There's a part of the increase of stress that's actually a motivator for most people. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of examples that make where stress can sometimes be a motivator. And I don't mean just stress like it's like making me feel angst, but stress meaning there are stakes to whatever you're doing type of stress. For instance, there might not be any stakes for you to send a text message to check on somebody to say hi, but if there are stakes that, okay, this person has been really depressed and your daily high is helping them, that stress of their stakes to it will make you remember more. Yeah. Let me text this person because this will help them through their day. Once we get past a certain level, stress no longer becomes a motivator.
Right.
It becomes a situation of survival. And for some people, flight or flight comes in. For you, do you know what typically is your breaking point? When does stress go past that motivating level and goes into a place of, I just got to do whatever is best for me to survive mentally, or sometimes physically, but mostly mentally in the situation.
Girl, you digging too deep right now.
Am I digging too deep for you?
Yeah, I don't be, let me see. Where do I become flight, basically, with stress?
Yeah, what is the thing? When does the, okay, put it like this, when does the stress get your attention?
Oh, stress get when I can't get my mind off of it. Like if it's something that is stressing me out and it's always there. Mm-hmm. Like that's why I'm like, yeah, see, that's stressing it. I twitch too.
That's what I'm wondering. But I was like, is this stress? But also, is this something else? I don't know.
No, that's stress.
No, the only reason why I don't know if that's the case is that I've had that type of pressure before. This feels like, nope.
It ain't always consistent.
I'm not saying it's not. Can I have some autonomy over my body?
No. You need vitamin D.
See, that's what he thinks the solution is. No, this could be stress, but this doesn't feel like it. You know how you might get like a random pain in your sphincter? Have you ever had that? Like a random pain in your butt?
Uh-huh.
That's not necessary.
I had to look that up.
Right.
I had that wake me up out of my sleep one night. I said, oh God, what is this? And apparently it happens.
Yes. This feels.
Oh, you talking about the pain. It's not twitching. It's a pain.
Yes. This feels a little more like that. I'm not saying it can't be stress, but I have had pain in my eye before, you know, before twitch when I've been stressed out. This feels a little bit more different.
Back when I was going through a whole lot mentally, this was what, 2018? Yeah, 2018, 2019. I was getting symptoms of stuff that I had never gotten before. I would get random muscle contractions all through my arms and face. Mm-hmm, of course, losing weight and stuff. I was going through so much. And thing is, I didn't even know I was going through all that until after I was done with it.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, I was depressed. I was stressed. High anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Lene, I think more than anything, it's dehydration than it is stress.
No, you ain't had no water.
Yes, I think that's what I meant. I was like, this don't feel like, because in this moment of us talking about it, I'm actually don't feel stressed at all. I'm actually feeling pretty good, but I was like, but why? I think that's because I can't really remember when I had water last.
Yeah. We at this, just don't jump real quick. We at this party last night, and we all had, you know, a drink or two during the day because it started early in the day, right before the game started and stuff. We all eating. Then toward the night, you know, I'm looking around. I'm like, all right, things is gonna wrap up here soon. We're gonna gather up these kids, get out to the house. I just see Angel over with her friends just randomly taking tequila shots. I was like, I asked her today, I said, what happened? Like, why did that become a thing?
My soror, Katara Coleman, brought over shots. And what I won't do is let a Delta stand on her own.
We are drunk together.
We are mightier together.
It was so random. I was like, why are they taking shots? Like, like everybody ain't in their big fours right now.
Yes. Michelle says she ain't never had a random pain in your sphincter. You need to thank the Lord on that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I looked that up real quick.
I'm not blaming my friend, Sam, but she did, really. I said, earlier in the day, I was like, oh, the margaritas weren't strong enough. I was having to drink too many margaritas to get a buzz. And I was like, I don't want all this damn sugar. Like, that's not what I want. So I was like, I need just a little tequila. She's like, you want me to get you a shot?
Sound just like her.
I was like, yeah, that girl, the cups were as wide as this cup is at the base. And I swear to you, there was enough tequila to make it to the this little sleeve on here. And I was like, they had this little, is not, you know, a shot.
How you go to a little hole in the wall, they got the little small solo cups. That was the size of them. It was bigger than shot cups, but smaller than the regular solo.
She surely. Oh, she gave me a lot.
I see them over, everybody holding their hair back and holding their glasses on, taking these shots. I was like, what are they doing?
Listen, we was having our drinks. So, yeah, I think it's dehydration. Thank you for pointing that out. I was like, nah. This is definitely not the stress. The way stress usually impacts me physically, and then I'll answer the question you answered. I'm so sorry I keep burping. That's some of that tequila, too.
That's some of Angel.
Oh, you know what? Before I get into that, let me do our last ad, because I know I didn't went far over the time, and I'm not sure how much longer of the show we have. So my apologies. Let me pull it on up.
Yeah. I said you was drinking Tijuana levels of tequila.
I was taking what?
You was having Tijuana levels of tequila.
Yes, I was. Listen, you guys, life does not happen bi-weekly, so why should your payday? The money you can earn could be in your hands today with Earning. Earning is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earning app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips is automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Let me tell you, life be happening. And as much as you might be like, oh no, I planned out that, life be like, but how about this? You didn't even know this was coming. You didn't even know you were going to get a flat tire because it rains so much in California that nails and all type of things are just swimming around in the puddles of water that's all across the street. Mm-hmm. Or your husband's old school decides to spring a leak in the transmission and there's oil everywhere and that has to get fixed. Cars really be trying to get on your nerves. Or you never know, you have an event now that you have to do at work and now you need a babysitter because your child is sick and he can't go with you. Life happens and our paychecks don't be doing what they need to do to accommodate that. So make Earning a part of your financial routine. Enjoy Earning's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think of Earning, I think of financial stability, security, and it gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earning today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in
argument
under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show.
Argument
under podcast. Subject to available earnings, locations, daily max, and pay period and max. See earning.com/TOS for details. Earning is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Thank you, Earning, for sponsoring today's podcast. When I physically feel stress, I feel it in my chest for the most part. Uh-huh. I literally can physically feel the weight. Also, it affects my digestive system typically pretty strongly to the point where I'll end up with sorry for it being TMI, IBS, and it, praise the Lord. Sorry, I just read an email that just pissed me off. It gives me IBS. It gives me all types of it makes me physically uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's me. I typically feel it in my jaws first because I start clenching my jaws, then chest and stomach.
This email has made me so mad that I want to throw my laptop.
Okay, I'm not copied on it.
No, because it wasn't for you.
Okay, that's why I was like, let me check and see what I got over here. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so for me, the thing that typically gets me into that stress that I don't like are curveballs. Because I unfortunately am not as adaptable as I would like to be. I'll tell you in a second. Curveballs. For instance, this weekend we were doing the show in LA for Here's the Thing. And the way our show is set is that we have a drummer and a bass guitarist. Oh, yeah. We have a piano player that travels with us everywhere. But he is our musical director, hires a drummer and a guitarist in the city that we're going to be in. LA is a city that's full of musicians, full of talented musicians.
So you got all of them.
I just said, you know what? I could have called Kamari's boyfriend.
Yeah.
talented musicians that
Darnell's out. Like just
and our guitarist and our bass guitarist and our drummer did not show up. And it took me a little bit of time to shake that off. Even though I knew we were still going to do a good show, it still irritated the mess out of me. And it had my spirit all just agitated. Now, it didn't get me to the place of fight or flight.
Yeah.
But curveballs and too many of them, while I will adjust, typically curveballs, I will go into fight mode. I won't go into flight. You ain't about to make me back down for whatever the hell my goal was.
Yeah.
But it does put an undue amount of stress on me, and I have to go into for real, like, okay, how can we make this work? How can we make this work? How can we make that work?
Yeah. Curveballs that have the potential to piss me off and, like, mm-hmm. throw me off my Richter. That's when I use Richter as a scale. It's not a level. But that's usually when I, especially at this age, I try to take a step back. And I find myself doing this often. I take a step back and be thankful for the situation, even though it's a bad situation.
Uh-huh.
This is like if I had a show, drummer didn't show up or whoever didn't show up, I'm like, but I'm over here pissed off because I have a show.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that didn't work out, I still have a show. So yeah. Let me not.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I try to mm-hmm. revert. I just started doing it, I don't know, maybe last year, year before. I started doing that when I still had my 9-to-5, when I had to drive out to Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. And it was a couple of times they had me working at one point I was working a swing shift. So basically I would get there like I was supposed to be there at 2:30 in the afternoon. And I would go until the other guys got done, which was typically between 10 and 12,
mm-hmm.
somewhere around there. They would wrap up for the night. Then I would drive all the way back. Riverside's 90 miles from our house.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of Fridays that I showed up and nobody told me that those crews were not working. So I drove all the way out there for nothing.
Mm.
And I got out there. And then the other side of that is it was another time, a time or two where I drove out there and they didn't tell me how short of a time that they were going to be there. Because I'm like, somebody else could have just stayed an hour or two later versus me driving all the way out here just for y'all to work for another 2.5-3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But in those moments, I was just like, this is my job. I done drove out here for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? I got the rest of the Friday. I got Friday night back.
Okay.
I can drive right on back home. I can be home by 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I'm Gucci. The other times that where they didn't work, I was just like, I'm just going to use this to my advantage. you know? I found a way to just flip it around. Just be like, I'm employed. I'm doing this. I would have had to drive out here regardless. At least I ain't got to stay as long.
Mm-hmm.
So just trying to find a way to mentally flip it.
Yeah, I think that always helps when it comes to stress is like trying to look at it from a different angle. I think that also probably adds to the overwhelming or exhaustion is either one, you've only looked at it from the angle that you're looking at it from, so it feels like there's no other solutions, or sometimes the exact opposite, when you have looked at it from every angle and it feels like there is no way to lighten this up. It is very, it can be very taxing mentally. And like you said, I think a lot of times for those of us who are more like seasoned in age, a lot of times our exhaustion is not coming from physical exhaustion is literally coming from the mental of just like, okay, how can I look at this in a different way? How can I problem solve this? Or how can I gain a different perspective that allows me to not be so bogged down with it? Excuse me. When you have to do that a lot though, then it becomes taxing emotionally because you're putting yourself on a roller coaster to try to figure out where is the best place for this. Where's the best place for me to reframe this?
Yeah.
You know, it can be super duper difficult. But, okay, so you already kind of went into a tip. So one of your tips is trying to reframe it.
Yeah.
In a way to see it more positively.
Yeah.
Definitely. Uh-huh. I definitely try to ask or accept help when it's coming in. Brescia's good friend, Kelly Rowland, happy belated birthday to her. She stepped in to help me with this baby shower to help it go smoothly. Other people have volunteered. I'm actually going to be sending them a list of things that they can do now that we have the location set and the Evite sent out. So that's helping with that. Even with the school, there were certain curveballs that they tried to throw me. And I said, I bet you I'm not. I said, I bet you I won't. I said, I don't have the capacity. And so one of the moms was like, I can hit this one thing up. I said, by all means, feel free. But know that I will not be adding this to my plate.
The thing is, seeking help or accepting help can go a long way, because when you have a full load of stuff and a whole bunch of different stuff, it could be nothing for somebody else to step in. It's like, oh, yeah, I can handle it. Don't even worry about it.
Yeah. Only time it becomes a problem is when that person creates more problems. Right,
yeah. Now, that'd be, yeah.
And that's happened to me several times where I have the energy of, I'ma just do it myself because you didn't do it right. I'ma just do it myself. And it already would have been done. another tip that I tried to do, but again, curveballs, is to try to be strategic about the things that you are picking up. Now, for some people, it's not that they're picking up tasks that are making them overwhelmed. People are throwing tasks on them that are making them overwhelmed. So trying to be strategic about how you plan out your life. Unfortunately, Black History Month was going to be when it was. And getting my son in, he's the age that he is.
Yeah.
This tour is when it is, and Brescia's shower is literally in the only weekend that I have off, and I know she wanted me to be there and to be a part of it. She's been waiting for me to throw her baby shower ever since me and her became great friends. So some of these things fell into my lap and just so happened to all be like right now.
Yeah.
Other things, if you can be strategic, also the knowing when to push back on certain things, being like, no,
Yeah, I had to, I think I had to tell your mama that you need to learn the power of no.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
People be adding this to your plate, adding that, pulling you in this direction. No.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
Easier than what you think it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I go back just, like what I was saying earlier about the stress is just, if you can take your mind off of it,
mm-hmm.
or whatever that is, it ain't always just sitting somewhere and relaxing with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something that you enjoy doing,
uh-huh.
or like, you know, a lot of people, they'll go through this specifically when there's a death or something. They's like watching something funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just something to change your mood can do a lot.
Yeah,
when you're stressed out.
Yeah, I agree, babe.
I mean, I ain't no expert because I don't be knowing how to deal with my stress all the time. So.
Therapy is the other one. We don't have an ad for therapy.
Absolutely.
But when Marcus be getting stressed out, I'll be like, so when's your next appointment?
Yeah. Because I ain't just been my guardian angel when it comes to that for a long time.
Thank you, boo-boo. Thank you. But I'll be like, they're not expert.
Yes, Ashley. Sometimes you got to tell them no.
You got to tell them no. Okay, you guys, we're going to go ahead and end it here because we do have a crap ton to get done today. I've got to respond to this email that then got on my last nerves. And I'm trying to look at it from a different perspective. And yet I keep coming back from the initial perspective that I had. But we're going to keep working on it. Remember to check out our sponsors for today. They are Jenny Kane, Ritual, and Earning. Please use our promo code for Jenny Kane. It is ARGUE15. For Ritual, it is ARGUE. And for Earning, after you download the app, you type in argument under podcast. Let them know that we sent you. We'd greatly appreciate it. You can still vote for us for the NAACP Image Awards. You can go to It's vote.naacpimageawards.net to go to the main ballot. Yeah. We are under Outstanding Podcast for Lifestyle and Self-Help because we be trying to help. You see what we did today with being stressed out. Yeah. go ahead and vote for us. You on those categories, on both podcast categories. So, because I'm also nominated for Here's the Thing for Outstanding Arts, Sports, and Entertainment Podcast, as well as Outstanding Variety Show for a Black Lady Sketch Show. All three of those categories are on one very long ballot. You can use your email address one time per ballot, and that is it. So once you use one email address, it's dead for that ballot. It's a little bit more complicated, but I believe in you all. I have a video of how to do it pinned in my Instagram if you need a little bit of help. Now, for the other category of Social Media Personality of the Year, that has another very distinctive link that takes you directly to voting. On that one, you can vote every single day from every single email address. So if you got 10 email addresses, if you vote every single day of the week, that means you can vote for me 70 times. Please do that. I greatly appreciate it. Voting for Social Media Personality of the Year closes March 13th. Voting for our podcast closes February 23rd. So please keep voting. We greatly appreciate it. And you can vote for me for my Queerty Award. Link is in the bio for that as well. For Best Music Video for One Margarita featuring Saucy Santana. Tell them what you want to tell them.
Hey, family. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Hare on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Hare on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my building body butter called Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can go check it out. And yes, we are NAACP Image Award nominated in the same category as Michelle Obama with my indoor glasses on.
Mm-hmm. You look good. You look good. I take mine off.
I ain't doing this no more. And yeah, fam, thank y'all for tuning in. We will catch y'all next time.
Bye!